Hello and a cordial welcome to another radio novel. Our story, It Runs Downhill, is about a man who started something, a very simple thing, which quickly became complicated, got out of control and couldn't be stopped. It grew to such terrifying proportions, it threatened to swallow up his home, his marriage, and even his life. This is the radio novel, It Runs Downhill. And now to our radio novel, It Runs Downhill. Harvey Mason was in the advertising business. He had made a lot of money, and still was. And he married a beautiful woman, Clara, who had a lot of money to begin with. They loved each other, and their life was ideal. Perhaps too ideal. Even Harvey felt this once in a while when he listened to complaints of his friends or read of the plight of much less fortunate people. A little guilty that his life should be so serene, so right, so devoid of cares and troubles. But most of the time, Harvey was just busy living and enjoying his good fortune. One day, Harvey and Clara bought a little country place, just a little hideaway in the woods, with 17 rooms and 5 baths. A place where Harvey could get away for his weekends and do a little farming, which was really the love of his heart. Simplicity, that was to be the keynote. In every respect, the place lived up to their expectations, with the exception of one thing. There was no water. And naturally, Harvey had to have a well dug. And he hired a native of the nearby community to take care of the situation. His name was Silas Turner. And he'd been hard at work for 1 month.
Hi, baby. Lunch ready?
Lunch is ready.
Oh, I'm starved. Could eat a horse.
We only have hamburgers. Sorry, no coffee.
No coffee?
I ran out of the water the marshals brought over.
Oh. Well, that's okay. I can do without.
Nice of you. Harvey, for heaven's sakes, we've been living here for one solid month without water, and that character.
You mean Silas Turner?
Yes, I mean Silas Turner, that character. I can't understand why you ever hired him.
Because he's got a reputation for finding water, Clara.
With a stick, a bent stick.
Divining water.
Oh, Harvey.
Clara, it's one of the oldest methods in the world. It's traditional, been used for thousands of years.
No water for washing. You have to borrow water to bathe or make coffee. Even brushing the teeth is a major problem. How long do you expect me to put up with it, Harvey? How long?
Don't get impatient, Clara. Silas will hit water.
And the cost. 24 holes and no water in sight yet. And he's eating and drinking this out of house and home. Mm. I never saw a man drink so much beer.
Quiet, honey, here he comes. Well, hello, Silas. How's it going?
Reckon we should know on this one pretty soon.
Congratulations.
Sit down, Silas.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Rest my weary bones for a few minutes. It's a hot day, a real hot day. Ooh-ee. Throat's dry as a bone, real parched I am.
Try swallowing.
Pardon, Miss Mason.
I said, why don't you have a can of beer, Mr. Turner?
Well, now, Miss Mason, that's a right fine idea. Thank you, I don't mind if I do.
Here you are, Silas.
Yep, nothing like cold beer for a parched throat.
Some people prefer water.
Yep, nothing like a cold drink of beer for a parched throat, I say. Howdy, Mr. Mason. A hot day, ain't it?
Yes. Look, Silas, how's it going?
Well, reckon we must be near 300 feet now.
You think we'll hit water this time?
Well, now, I don't know as I want to answer that question, Mr. Mason. Hey, now, looky here.
What's wet?
Top of that hole sure looks damp, don't it? Say, Tim, stop that drilling for just a minute.
Listen. What's that?
Well, now, that might be gas coming up.
Why, it's water!
Now, hold on, Mr. Mason. Got to be conservative about these things. Seeing is believing, and we ain't seen nothing yet.
Water! Look!
Sure enough.
Hey, it's a geyser! A geyser! Look at it! Will you look at it? Water!
Well, now, that's a right welcome sight, that is.
Hey, Clara! Clara, come on in! It's a baby! We've got oil! I need water!
Happy?
Deliriously down.
Oh, sure.
But Harvey, darling.
Hmm?
Don't you think old Turner's wasting it? He's letting it spout. He hasn't piped it yet.
Water? Oh, well, there's reason for that, Clara. See,
there's a pressure underneath or something. Didn't have the equipment to cap it today. We'll get to work on it tomorrow.
I hope it all doesn't run out.
Oh, plenty of water down there. Anyway, we haven't had any rain lately. It'll be good for the ground. Make the grass grow.
Yeah, and I can start thinking of my garden.
Oh, swell. Well, what do you say, honey? Let's get to bed, huh?
Isn't that the way? Poor Silas Turner might almost have gotten the impression that Harvey Mason was something of an ingrate. He wanted water, didn't he? And now he had it. And from the looks of things, he might never have to worry about a possible water shortage, which is the bugaboo of most country residents, especially the city-bred ones, who aren't content unless their rustic paradise is complete with all the newest and labor-saving gadgets, from dishwashing machines to garbage disposal units to swimming pools. All of which use a lot of this transparent, crystal-clear liquid gold. And now this wonderful stuff was pouring into Harvey's place. And here Harvey was losing his poise and dignity. But not Silas Turner, no sir. Silas was just looking for another can of beer so he could turn all this over in his mind while Harvey was losing his. You are listening to the radio novel, It Runs Downhill. Now, back to our radio novel, It Runs Downhill. Finally, morning came, and with it came something else. More water. Silas Turner had gone on home sometime during the night, saying he'd look the situation over in the light of day. Clara almost hadn't the heart to, but she managed to talk herself into making a pot of coffee. Coffee used water, and right now, she and Harvey were thoroughly in agreement with the European custom of drinking wine instead of water at mealtime. When the water started to seep up over the kitchen floor, Clara just threw up her hands and rushed upstairs to the safety of her bedroom. Harvey stayed on and tried vainly to battle this insidious, cold, wet force with the puny aid of a mop, broom, and two scrub pails. He was hard at work when Silas came to the back door.
So why didn't you cap it?
I did cap it, Mr. Mason, but it come up out of hole number 14, the one we digged last week.
Well, put a cap on 14, then.
Been trying to tell you that, Mr. Mason. Did cap number 14.
Well, then why...
Started coming up out of number 3, one of them first drillings.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what's going on?
Well, now, reckon we gone and tapped some sort of underground lake with a lot of pressure under it.
Well, do something about it.
That's what I aim to do, Mr. Mason.
Did you cap number 3 well?
Yeah.
Well, where's all this water coming from?
Number 7. Seems like every time I cap one hole, it starts coming out the next.
Well, why don't you stop number 7?
Doing it right now, Mr. Mason. Hey, Tim, bring that piece of pipe over here.
Harvey! Harvey, it's coming in the kitchen!
What?
The whole kitchen's
getting
water!
Oh, it must be coming out of that drilling near the kitchen. I best better cap that one.
Well, get to it, Turner.
Yeah. Hole number 11. Look at her go. I never thought she'd find her way up through that.
Oh, you've got to do something, Turner. You've got to stop this water. Stop it, you hear? Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Howdy, Mr. Mason.
Oh, look at this kitchen, Silas. 2 feet of water over it.
Any beer left, Mr. Mason?
Beer? This is no time to drink beer. I'm working my head off and you staying there drinking beer.
Now, there's no sense in getting all out of sorts over this, Mr. Mason.
What?
Can't stand in the way of fate, you know.
Fate?
Well, now look at it this way, Mr. Mason. We hit that there underground lake or river, maybe.
I'll say we did.
Now, the way I see it, there's some sort of pressure down there and pushing the water
now,
up.
Listen.
Now, a man can't make a good fight against something he can't see, so we got to use what they call tactics. Yeah, I thank you. Yep, tactics. That's what we need.
Silas, if you'll stop talking about tactics and do a little work around here, we may be in a position to get something done, you hear?
Yeah, now the way I see it, what goes up's got to come down, you know?
Yes,
yep,
I know.
Yeah, like rain,
yes.
Water goes up into the sky, it's got to come down again someday.
Yes.
Same thing here. This underground water that's coming up, it's got going down again, yep.
Silas.
You know what they say about water? It seeks its own level. They said, yeah, I figure that's just about what'll happen. Got to let it seep down, Mr. Mason. Don't worry none about it. Plenty of land around here to soak it up anyway.
Never mind. I'll give you a hand here.
Sure thing, Mr. Mason.
Grab this tail. I'll fill him up and you jump him.
Sort of like bailing the boat, huh?
Just do it.
Yeah, sure thing, Mr. Mason.
Our things outside.
Just about under control, I'd say. We
got all the drillings capped?
Every one of them tight as a drum, Mr. Mason.
Don't seem to be getting any place with this. The faster we bail it out, it comes in again. Where is it coming from?
Well, now, it appears to me as we'd do better with a sump pump in here.
That's a bright thought. Only it'd better be in the cellar.
Cellar?
Well, that's where this water's coming from, right up the cellar stairs and over into the kitchen.
Well, I'll be darned. I thought I'd plug that hole.
Well, you better do it quick. If this keeps up, we... What's that?
Reckon they must be blasting down the road a piece.
What's the matter, Clara?
The front window! You got the front window!
Come on, Silas. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. It can't be.
Well, now, look, if that ain't a sight,
that crater must be 50 yards wide.
More like 60, I'd
say.
And
there's water. Water's coming out of it. It's flooding all over the place. Silas, what happened?
Appears like the pressure blasted a hole in the front lawn, Mr. Mason.
No.
Yeah, I reckon there's a right heavy pressure under all this.
We've got to stop it, Silas. Stop it!
Well, now, a little lake out in front of this window, it wouldn't be such a bad sight, Mr. Mason. Improve the view.
Oh, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Well, do something about it. Just don't stand there. Do something about it.
I can't.
Are you just going to let it run all over the living room?
I can't stop it, honey.
Just look! Look at everything. Everything's ruined. My rug. My new Chinese rug. And the table's that Sheridan table. It's a mess. Oh, I can't stand it. I just can't stand it anymore.
Clara.
Don't touch me.
Clara,
stay
baby.
Away from me. Now, don't come near me. You.
Baby,
I can't take it anymore, Harvey. I can't. Now, I'm leaving. I'm going back to town.
Now, listen, it'll all be fixed by tomorrow.
You can call me when everything's all right. I'll be staying at the Central Plaza.
Oh, honey, you can't leave me here.
Oh, I can't. I can't, can't I? I'm leaving on the 10:20 train tonight.
Oh, Mr. Mason.
Don't you dare walk in this living room with wet feet.
Right.
Oh, what difference does it make? Come on, get ready.
Mr. Mason, what is it?
Happened.
I happened over here. The missus say she was thinking of leaving on the 10:20.
And nothing's going to stop me.
Well, now, I reckon you'd best hear me out, Miss Mason.
What is it, Silas? Get to the point.
Railroad's washed out.
What?
Seems the water's flooding the whole valley. They stopped service on the main line.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Phone's still in, anyway.
Oh. Hello.
Mason?
Yes, this is Mr. Mason.
This is Peterson, your neighbor, 4 miles down the road.
Oh, yes, Mr. Peterson.
Mason, you'll pay for this.
What?
My crops are ruined. There's water in my living room. The motor of my car is underwater.
Well, now, hold on.
I'm filing a suit for damages.
Now, don't be ridiculous. You'll never collect. You can't collect on water damages.
Oh, no. It's your water.
Tell him it's act of providence.
Oh, shut up, Silas.
What'd you say?
I wasn't talking to you.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
This is my fault.
It's your water.
It's not mine.
From your providence.
It's an act of providence.
It'll be an act of providence if you're spared.
Now, there's the band for you, Silas Turner. Steady as the Rock of Gibraltar, not pushed around and shaken up with a storm of emotions like Harvey Mason. Why, Harvey's going to flip his lid, and all Silas can say is, everything happens for the best. That's the philosophy he's lived with all these years, but right now I can't quite see how it can apply to the Mason's dilemma, can you? They say that water finds its own level, that nothing can stop it. Well, that's all right, as long as it doesn't drown everybody doing it. You are listening to the radio novel, It Runs Downhill. And now, back to our radio novel, It Runs Downhill. Harvey's fears mounted with the water. Poor Harvey. He had his liquid assets all right,
Only he was not solvent. His money, instead of going down the drain, was being floated out the door. And he couldn't even sell his place now. After all, who's interested in buying submerged real estate these days? I've heard of a person leaving a fortune for the preservation of the comfort of a cat or a dog, but never for a fish. And Harvey's place has really taken on the look of a giant aquarium. And right now, all the members of the community have gathered outside Harvey's place, and they're demanding something else of a liquid nature. Only this time, it seems to be Harvey's good red American blood they're after.
Hello.
This is Clark. Boss J. Clark.
Oh.
I represent Mr. Thomas Peterson, Mr. Ida Lawton, Mr. John J.
All right, so you're a lawyer.
An attorney.
I don't care what you call it.
My clients are filing separate and joint claims in the county courthouse.
Oh, now, don't be ridiculous. None of this is my fault.
Mr. Mason, you had no right to construct a reservoir on your property without permission of the zoning authority.
I didn't build a reservoir. I only drilled a well.
We'll see about that in court.
Oh, no, no. Please, no.
Mr. Mason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you want, son?
Well, what you figuring up, Mr. Mason?
Legal fees, damages to the house, repairs. Nothing stays repaired. Silas, can't you stop that water?
Doing my best, Mr. Mason.
Oh, well, what's the use? Something on your mind, Silas?
A bit of news from the village. It seems there's been a town meeting.
Huh?
Snuck in the back way. Folks voted to march on Mason.
What? Huh?
They's on their way now. Mean look in their eye, Mr. Mason. Maybe you best barricade the door or something, I'd say.
Oh, no. No, this can't be. My land ruined, my house floating away. My money's gone, my wife is leaving, and now they're going to lynch me. Silas, why don't you laugh with me? This is too funny.
Well, it appears to me as it's sort of serious matter, Mr. Mason. Figure I'll have me a beer and think this over. I ought to come up with some kind of plan.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, this deserves some thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, folks, I don't know what to say.
Turn it off!
Well, it wasn't my fault, see? It wasn't my fault.
Reckon you're taking the wrong track, Mr. Mason.
I know what I'm doing, Silas.
Okay.
All right, go out and hang me. Go ahead if you think it'll do you any good.
You haven't done us any good in any other way, Mason.
I'm not the cause of all this, Peterson, and you know it.
You own my property.
Go ahead and tell me 4 feet of water.
We didn't have any water coming before you came.
It wasn't my fault. How was I to know about that underground river?
I didn't stop it. That's why you flooded the whole valley.
What about my mortgage? You can't do anything about that.
What can I do about it?
Wait.
Now, there's a better way to do this. The law. The court.
Only one thing you got to do, Mr. Mason.
Now, what's that?
Buy him out.
Buy them out? I haven't got enough money, Silas.
Now, Mr. Mason, I ain't been digging wells around these here parts for nothing over the years. Now, you just go ahead and do as I say, only thing you can do.
Well, how much do we offer?
Double.
What?
Double, that's all. Just double. No worry none, Mr. Mason. It'll all turn out fine.
All right, Mason. Come on, boy.
No, wait, for heaven's sake. Listen, will you? Please. Look, I have a suggestion to put forth.
We're listening, Mason.
I'll buy you all out. I'll buy up all the property. At double the price. No, I'll pay double the assessed value.
Double the value, Mason?
Yes, yes.
Listen to that, boys. Now, that's a fair offer if I ever heard one.
Thanks, brother.
Get up, boys. I like this kind of thinking. Okay, Mason, I accept your offer.
Now, bring him up, boys.
Stand up.
Great game, boys.
Great game for Harry Mason.
I say bring him up.
Get it, Rollins. Don't you know a bargain when you see one?
don't think I...
Oh, sure, yes, it is. Medicine J. Clark.
Attorney at law.
Well, what brings you around here, Clark?
Oh, just happened to be driving through the old territory. Thought I'd happen by. Heard a lot about you in the past 3 years, Mason. Your name is famous.
Yes, I've been doing all right.
Must be a millionaire by now, huh?
Oh, twice over.
Most of it comes from the lake resort or the water?
Well, water mostly. You know, when old Silas found out about the high mineral content, we got some capital together and started to bottle it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, a lot of people still like to spend time here, not only for the spa, but, we have boating, fishing, swimming.
Well, it sure is a beautiful lake.
Yes, and stocked with the biggest trout you ever did see.
Oh, Harvey.
Oh, say, Clara, look who's here. Medicine J. Clark. You remember Mrs. Clark?
Oh, yes. How are you, Mr. Clark?
Pretty well, Mrs. Mason.
Oh, Harvey, I can't seem to find any beer in the house. Didn't you buy a case yesterday?
Well, sure, it's in the cellar.
That's all right, ma'am. Don't bother none. I'll go get it myself. Howdy, Mr. Clark.
Silas Turner. You still digging wells around here?
Nope.
Oh, Silas is vice president of the bottling company.
And chief fishing guide for Mason's Mineral Springs Retreat.
Well, what do you know?
Hot day, ain't it, Clark?
Is that?
Real scorcher. Speaking for myself, the throat's right dry. Feel as you'd care for a cold glass of beer, Mr. Clark?
Well, now, I don't mind if I do.
Fervors, April 25th.